I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, I'm Jules.
Hello, I'm Sarah.
And welcome to Jules and Sarah, the podcast.
Welcome, where news of a surgical nature is on its way. I feel like you should be lying down and I should be putting a blanket over you and just tapping the back of your hand very lightly.
To be honest, and this is a disclaimer, I am on codeine right now. So this podcast might seem a little bit sketchier than usual for me.
It's a bit spacing. Just have to pull
Sarah's
you back
looking
in.
Absolutely scared. When Sarah says lie down, I thought, if I lie down, I'll be out.
You'll never get up again.
It'll be Corpse and Sarah.
Because we always speak before we do the podcast and say, where and when? And you were like, I don't think I can drive. I was like, you definitely can't drive. I'll come to you. Yeah. I'll bring you a cream egg.
I was like, I'm on pretty strong painkillers right now. Which last night, they were great.
Today,
don't really know what my name is.
I love that you can't really focus. Over here, over here.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's like, that's like if a doctor shone a light in my eyes, it'd take ages for them to catch up.
Oh my gosh. Nevertheless, we shall power on with this week's podcast.
Yes.
It's lovely to have you coming up on the podcast today. Well, yes. What the hell has happened to our dear Jules? It's coming up very shortly. News from the north. What's yours about?
Trampolining.
Fun. Mine's about a rare bird.
Good.
Yes.
Very good. Ken's ears will have pricked
up
at that.
Absolutely. This one's for you, Ken. Ken and Sheila, June news on the way as well. June's had a terrible wildlife crisis that we'll come on to a little bit later on. But first, I mean, where to begin? How are you?
Well, can you spot the difference? So, if I turn my head this side, look at that ear.
Right.
If I turn my head this side, look at that ear. So the ear saga has come to an end.
Now, for those dear listeners who can't remember how, when or why this started, do a quick recap.
Scroll back to November when this happened. So basically, I was hugging a friend on a train. We were hungover. The train jerked. My earring, a stud, went inside my earlobe.
It got caught on her jumper,
didn't
it?
Yeah, it got stuck. And so I had to go to A&E, have my ear cut open, couldn't get it out, still in there. Months later, the beloved NHS, you know, I was pushed to the back of the queue because it's not serious.
No.
It's ridiculous.
In fact, it was a bit of a conversation starter for a long time, wasn't it?
Really, being single, that was a chat-up line at a bar, my ear story.
Feel my ear.
Finishing with the end of it being like, feel the ear, the stud's still in.
Yes.
So, yeah, yesterday I had surgery to get it out.
Now, I'd completely underestimated this, really. And you'd played it down a lot.
I think I'd underestimated it, to be honest.
At one point, it was all a bit of an inconvenience, actually, that you had to go at all. But you sent me a photo and you were like, I'm in scrubs. And it was like, what?
I thought this would be... To be honest, it was a shock to myself.
Yeah, I didn't even think you'd take your coat off. Just get in there, whip it out, get back. I thought you'd be back on the tube within the hour.
So, yeah, I get to hospital really early in the morning and then they take me in for this chat about going under general anaesthetic. And I was like, hang on, I'm going under local. You know when you're suddenly like, shit, it's like, what's going on? So he was like, you know, you might have a reaction to the anaesthetic, this might happen. I'm having all this surgery consultation. I then had to sign to say that I'd understood that I might have an allergic reaction to anaesthetic, that I might like die.
Which is all very standard, isn't it?
It's very standard, but at the same time, when you're on your own and you've gone in thinking everything's going to be ship-shape and
coffee
shiny.
In one hand, spinning your car key round your finger.
Yeah, no, it all suddenly took a drastic turn. And then I had a consultation with the surgeon, who was lovely. Like, we had such a giggle.
Yeah.
I was like, I need you to do to this stud what boys do to me. Just cut me out and leave me with a scar and throw the stud to the side.
How poetic.
It was. And he laughed. And then we all laughed. We laughed. And then he said, you know, just to warn you that your ear might not be the same shape.
Now steady on.
I thought, hang on. I work in beauty.
Yeah.
I need a symmetrical face.
My face is my passport.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, my face is my fortune.
And then he said, and obviously there will be some peeling of the ear afterwards.
Oh.
I said, don't worry about that. I've sat through loads of meetings with people peeling left, right and centre. Facial peels, acid peels, you name it. People are always dropping apart in those meetings. So then I get put in a room and the woman's like, okay, if you want to put this gown on. And I was like, what? So I was like, oh my God, this is getting real serious. So I had to put this gown on, tie the bows at the back.
Not easy.
Not easy, but I fashioned it. And also, there's no mirrors in hospital. So I had no idea. So I was having to use my phone to guide it around, see that everything was like
style it up. This could do with a bag, I think, actually.
I leant it on the ledge and stepped back.
Did you?
Yeah. Just so I could see. So then actually turned out that the bow at the bottom wasn't there. So I had two bows at the top and then the gown kind of opened to reveal my tush.
Yes. Did you have to take your pants off?
No, I thought about it, but I chose not to. I didn't think it was necessary.
Yes, good. It is only the ear.
It is only the ear. But then she made me put surgery socks on, which is like compression socks.
That's like for when you go on a long flight.
Yeah. And then I sat there in this room waiting. And I was like, it suddenly started to hit me. I was like, oh my God, I'm actually having surgery.
Oh, love.
So then...
And you'd only had a satsuma on the way in.
Yeah. We were at 12, so I was starving by this point. And then I walk into the surgery. And it's really weird. Like, if you've ever had surgery, it's like... Really, it's a big room and there's lights everywhere and there's all the trays and then they're opening all the instruments. And the surgeon's saying, we're going to need this.
I've seen Holby City. I know exactly what
it's
goes on.
It's kind of
on.
Like that. Like, what's that American one? ER.
Yeah. It's all like ER.
And they're like, okay, get on the bed. So on a harp, they fluff the pillow. They're like, just make sure you're comfortable. I was like, oh, this is like a business flight. Yeah. Great. Lovely. They then they put these like blue towel and sheets over the top of me. I'm sure that we have doctors listening who are like, oh no, it's actually called this, but whatever.
Yeah. It was a lovely blue sheet.
So have I ever told you that my head can only bend so far one way and not the other?
Never.
So look.
I can't believe things like this. I just don't know about
so,
you.
So when I tilt my head to my left, it goes quite a long way.
Yeah, great.
When I tilt it to the right, not so much.
Is that it?
That's it. I can only get it that far. I don't know what it is, but one side really bendy, other side not so much.
Has it always been like this?
Always been like that, yeah.
Twas ever thus.
Yes. So I have to use the side that doesn't go that far. So I was not comfortable.
No.
So I'm on my back with my head facing up and then they turn my head to the right. I'm uncomfortable. They then lie these blue towels over my face. So there's like a hole where my ear is. So obviously the blood doesn't go anywhere. Sorry if you're squeamish. So I'm then just under this sheet.
Oh,
under the sheet. And then they're like, they anaesthetise me all really lovely. And then the surgeon just starts resting things on me. So I can feel like scissors being rested on, scalpel being rested on, like all this different kind of stuff. I swear the nurse's mobile phone was at the end.
Somebody's got it in on charge.
But then they kept asking me like, Jules, are you okay? Are you okay? And the nurse would lift the sheet and be like, are you okay in there? And I'd be like, yes,
fine.
And then she'd put the sheet back down across my face. I was like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah. When I had my root canal done, they put that sheet, you know, around like the rubber sheet that they put around your tooth. And so, but all here like this. And they say a lot. They're like, you all right? Are you okay? I'm fine. But to lift up, to peek under
to
at
peek
you
under and ask
is
me,
hilarious.
Because obviously I'm in like this dark and then it all becomes light and then dark again. It felt like I was in one of those isolation tanks.
Yes.
And then
you pay a fortune for this.
And then they were like, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, I'm just thinking of happy things, thinking of shopping, beaches, you know, that kind of thing. They were
almost
like,
almost cheese, yeah. Waterloo. Yeah.
So then after it's all done, stitches me up and he was like, you know, it's not that bad. Like, your ear hasn't really changed shape.
It's not that bad.
I was like, oh my God. I said, are you kidding me? I said, do I look like Van Gogh? I said, what's happened? And he was like, no, 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 it's fine. So they take the sheet off and it was that reveal where, you know, like a duvet comes off. You're like, oh.
Yes.
Like, oh God, fresh air.
Oh, morning.
And I said, well, bring it over. Bring it over. And he shows me this like sample that was all scar tissue.
Oh, love.
And I said, pass it here. And I was like having a real good inspection. That had to be sent off for analysis.
Oh, gosh.
I enjoyed that.
Oh, wow. Bagged up evidence.
No, in a pot full of liquid saline solution, I want to say. That sounds medical.
Completely revolting.
So then they come. I was like, oh, should I get. So I sit up. And they're like, don't sit up, don't sit up. Go back down. I thought, oh, God, right, okay. And then
they've got all the things on you.
No. And then they wheel me out. So
love
I
it.
Was like,
don't get up.
I was like, oh, my God, this is it. I'm going to experience. You know, when at the start of like a TV drama, when the lights are going over a patient as they've been wheeled to surgery, I was like, this is my moment. But the people wheeling my bed kept wheeling me into things. It was like, boom, boom. And I was like, oh, this is kind of ruining the mirage. I was like, oh. And then they had to pause me.
You had
me.
One job.
And they had to pause me and move these other beds out of the way to get me through.
Oh my God.
And then you get wheeled into like recovery clinic. But obviously because I haven't had general anaesthetic, I'm completely with it.
Yeah.
And all the people are looking at you coming in. Because obviously like it's state after state after state. And I'm like, hi. I'm completely fine. So you get wired up, blood pressure, all of that. I was fascinated to watch the machines on me.
Yeah.
And then I kind of dramatised it. I was like, maybe if I look a bit sicker than I am. Like, I was like, oh. They were like, would you like anything to eat? And I was like, just some fruit. They were like, would you like any tea? I was like, just water, it's fine. She parched, she can't drink. Can't, like,
oh.
You're not supposed to drink or eat. Now, I think they made me do that because they thought I was having general anaesthetic, not local.
Yeah, right.
But then my friend came to collect me. The same friend whose jumper it was, and she was like, I almost wore the jumper for shingles. And I was like, glad you didn't.
Burn it.
But my ear has changed shape a bit.
I mean, you wouldn't notice. I mean, as somebody who knows and loves you, and I can't stop looking at it now, you would never know. And it's also quite swollen,
it
isn't
is
it?
Very swollen. It's so painful.
I think we're going to have to wait. We're going to have to wait for a big reveal. I feel like we should have a party.
But, well, my friend was saying...
It's
like,
out! The party!
Imagine if it was... imagine if you were a celeb and it's like surgery on an ear, me zoomed in a magazine with a red circle around my ear.
Following his recent ear surgery, Jules Von Hepp was back on the town. Oh, God, love. Well, look. What an ordeal.
What an ordeal. But codeine's great.
Yeah.
I'm having a fab time.
A codeine and a cream egg. You're off your face.
What about you?
Well, I had a lovely tweet from a member of the Portsloo crew, Jackie Kinley.
Oh, hi, Jackie.
Hi, Jax. Who said, I thought you'd like to know. Happy Sunday. And she's linked to a picture of a man who is apparently the inventor of the 5-2 diet, who's now decided you can have 200 more calories than you had before, if only I'd known.
What's
however,
that, an egg?
Yeah, that is. That's an egg and a banana. Yum. However, I've decided it's not for me. The 5-2, it's not doing it for me. It's not working.
Well, you're too busy.
I'm too busy for the 5-2. But also, what I've realised is the 5-2 is no good if you're a greedy little pig. If you're a greedy little pig like me, the 5-2 doesn't really allow you to combat that greed.
Yes.
What it actually does is says, eat a little bit on these 2 days, but on my other days... I mean,
stuffy.
Hold me back. The doors fling wide open. I'm having flapjacks at 11 o'clock. I'm having Jaffa cakes throughout the afternoon. I'm having pasta, toast, Battenberg, you name it.
Oh,
I'm
my
like,
God, I love a Battenberg.
Oh, my God, I do. I window cake. I love
yeah.
it. So it's no good, basically. And because I haven't stuck to it and because I've been overeating, I think I've actually put on weight. On the 5-2 diet. I think
bastard 5-2.
I've managed to put on weight. So what I've decided is I'm going to go on holiday and have a really good time. That's my next stage of my eating plan, and we'll work it out when I get back.
Sarah's diet book.
Yes. Go on holiday. Enjoy yourself. Worry about it when you're back.
Have you seen that video that's circulating Facebook of the woman who's from like Bolton who does Charlotte from Johnny Shaw's DVD workout?
No.
Oh my God, I'm going to show you after this and we'll definitely tweet this because it is hilarious. So funny.
Oh my God, I want to see it. I really want to see it. Shall we do a little bit of correspondence?
Oh my gosh. Let's. Now, I would like to start off this first one. That got sent through to me on Snapchat, which I'm obsessed with. So this comes from Alice Taylor, who sent me a conversation with her friend and Newport Salute crew member, Rachel Parker.
Oh, hi, Rach.
So Rachel messages Alice, oh my God, Jules and Sarah, game changer. I am a woman obsessed. Alice replies, are they not the best things since sliced bread?
Oh,
and Rachel goes, so bread. Funny. I keep laughing out loud. And Alice replies, I'm so happy you are on board.
Recruiting. Now, we talked about this a little bit last week on the podcast because basically the Portsloo crew is open.
It's open.
It's open to all.
And also, we kind of have a bit of realistic news for you.
Yeah.
We need some listeners you know, bottom line, and this is very truthful and frank for Jules and Sarah, the podcast, we don't get paid to do this.
No.
So we're doing this off our own backs and... Obviously, I mean, we wouldn't mind a little bit of money for shoes.
Sure.
We're not asking for crowdfunding, but we're asking the more listeners we get, the more likely we are to get sponsored, which then will allow us to make more and more and more content for you. So the more you spread the love, the more content you get. So, I mean, everyone's a winner.
Everyone's going to win. So, yeah, the recruitment drive is on. Fly the Portsaloo crew. Spread the word. Fly. I've had a lovely tweet in from Becca Green. Enthusiastically sashaying into the office on a Friday. It's podcast day. Thanks so much for that, Becca.
That's hilarious. I've had an email come through from, I'm going to call her Jodie, not going to say surname because I think this one is wanting to be anonymous.
Hiya, Jodie.
Hi, Jules and Sarah. Hope you're okay. Just wanted to send you a quick message to say how much I love the podcast.
Aww.
So much so, I've downloaded the whole thing from start to present and have taken to binge listening.
Which is amazing because I just wouldn't have the storage on my phone. Very incredible. It's all I can think.
I've been going through a really rough time at work lately with what can only be described as bullying antics. Oh. And your podcast has made being at work more bearable. I'm literally in hysterics when I'm listening and it gives me a real boost. I just wanted to say thanks. Really, what a great job you guys are doing. And my guess is you're helping God knows how many other people to get through their days too.
Listen, it's all part of the service. We are so happy. We're so happy that we make you happy.
Yes.
A massive hiya to April. I feel like M&S have answered all your prayers. She sent a link through. Listen to this. M&S has launched savoury cheese and onion hot cross buns.
Yes, enjoying that.
The combination of everything we love. Also, a big hiya to Michelle. I listened to Jules and Sarah's nibble on minor injuries. I thought, oh, I haven't had a paper cut in ages. And guess what just happened?
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers.
With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
We adore you getting in touch, always. I'm at this Sarah Powell.
And I'm at Jules Von Hepp.
And we will give the address out for you to write to us. Yes. Send us a little something.
Do.
We actually used to ask for a postcard of where you were listening to the podcast. So please send us one. We absolutely love that.
And also, it's very easy to do. If you download the app TouchNote, you can just take a picture there and then it sends it as a postcard. So there's no need to go to the shop and buy a stamp. Sends it via Guernsey, which we learn.
Because we thought everyone was writing in from Guernsey. Also, the more naff the postcard, the better.
The better.
We're a big fan of a naff postcard. How are Ken and Sheila? And where's Sheila? Where's Nurse Sheila to bring you back round from the surgery?
Well, do you know, it was embarrassing because they said, "What? Do you live at home with your parents?" I thought,
home? I thought, how dare you?
I'm 30 years old.
No, but they might have thought you were 17, darling.
That's what
just
I
went with.
Just
on your A-levels.
Yeah.
Yes.
But, you know, I said, my parents live 4 hours north. Like, come on. So Sheila actually has been lovely, like, keeps ringing me. Lovely, lovely. But they're on the dinner party aftermath.
Right, yes.
So Sheila said, oh, what did you cook? She said, you know what I'm like with the dinner party. I just panic all week about what's going to be served. Flap, 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 flap. So she said she served soup to start.
Fine.
A beef bourguignon for after.
Oh, hi.
And then a lemon meringue pie. I've never had any of these dishes. I mean, I've had a soup, but like beef bourguignon would never have. But lemon meringue, she's never whipped that up for me. You know when you're suddenly like,
yeah,
hang on a minute.
Where's she had
what
that from?
What the hell's going on here? But
oh, I love a lemon meringue.
Me too. Mm. I really like a lemon meringue. She said, she was like, Ken will be eating beef bourguignon all week, just to let you know. He's also having dauphinoise today, and Dad's in the background going, mopping up as usual, mopping up.
Better to have too much than too little.
Which, I mean, there's always like dinner party overspill at Sheila's. There's always something left over from an entertainment.
When you were little, did you creep down to finish off the puddings?
Always.
Always. That was always the best bit of a dinner party.
But also, like, I loved seeing, when I was a kid, I loved seeing all the wine glasses out and thinking, what's been going on? Yeah. Obviously, they've had a massive sesh.
Yeah.
And but you have no idea. Like, how many people were here if there's 72 glasses?
Yes. Oh, just a few friends, darling. Don't worry about that. Here, eat your tiramisu.
And also, like, dessert the next day always tastes good.
It does. Everything always tastes good the next day.
Yeah,
pretty
I think
much.
So.
Most things will taste fine the next day. But my sister's boyfriend, hello, Alex.
Hi, Alex.
Alex is a big member of the Portslade crew,
oh,
actually.
Good.
Hi, Alex. Alex will eat casserole, ratatouille, cold first thing in the morning out of the fridge. You'll just get a little spoon in and he'll get on with it.
That's revolting. I can't compute. I'm so sorry.
That's dedication.
You sound fit, Alex, but you're...
Alex is divine and very good at hoovering up an old buffet. Very good. Absolutely superb.
Skills every boyfriend needs.
Yes, completely.
Food hoovering.
Yeah, food hoovering. Always with a small spoon.
So anyway, just as our conversation was coming to an end, Sheila had to end it abruptly because she was like, Ken, no, that's creme fraiche. Ken, that's creme fraiche. I've got to go. And hung up. It really cracked me up because usually Sheila takes ages to get off the phone. No, Ken was reaching for something he shouldn't.
Ken, no, I've got to go.
It's like
Ruby. Oh, God, that's wonderful. Oh, my God. So June, right. June, where June lives, This happens every year and we always forget about it every single year. But there's quite a big pond over the hedge, right? It's somebody else's pond. June can't be, I haven't got time to tend a pond. So there's this huge pond with these toads in it. And so every year they have a mating season. And it is like, do you remember that film when you were little, the frog chorus? Da, da, da. Da, da, da. Do you not know it?
I've got no idea what you're talking about.
Da, 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 da. Just something that June used to show us then.
With a piccolo.
Yes, playing the piccolo. June hates frogs. Frogs and toads, June hates. She's passed this on to me. I hate frogs and toads. I hate them. Like, I can't even go in the toad bit in a zoo. I hate them. There was one when we were sat outside and I hate being that person who's like, get it away from me. I don't like it. But we were sat when we went to see Lorna. And so we were in Argentina and we were sat out and there was an enormous toad, you know, like a real, I mean, it looked like a La Cruzet. It was just sat there looking at us like this. And Lorna was like, oh, there's a toad there. Honestly, Mum and I were on the ceiling. Lorna was like, oh, come on. You know, when you're being that squealy person,
yeah.
Like, you know, any woman in a cartoon that sees a mouse. So that's what Mum and I were like. So Mum can't stand them. So they have this mating season, right? Now, June's aga, and I don't know if Sheila does this, June has to turn the aga up and down according to when she's going to use it, right?
No.
She has to really plan ahead because it's got to be turned up, what, an hour before you need to use it? So quite often she forgets.
I've never heard about this.
I know. It's another story for another day.
Yeah.
But consequently, she's got a small oven that she brought from the last house that's plugged in the shed, right? So she was cooking a pie for Dad, right? But she'd forgotten to turn the aga up, but she couldn't go outside because of the toads. She says you can hear them all night. Like they're doing what they're doing. So Dad had to go out, but then came back in, forgot about the pie. The pie was burnt. I mean, it's just been one thing after another with the toads.
Locked into her own house.
That's it.
Trapped between her and her pie.
Housebound from 8 p.m. till 8 a.m. every single day.
Due to those nocturnal bastards.
Yes. Mum's like, they've all gone in the morning. I knew it because the crows would get them.
That is so funny. Oh, my gosh.
God. I don't know how long this is going on for.
Or is it funny because I'm on codeine? Who knows?
Who
I'm finding it hilarious.
Well, I think I'm hilarious. So you're making me feel wonderful. This is great. Oh, my gosh. Shall we do a bit of news from the north?
Let's. So this one comes from the Nuneaton News.
Nuneaton.
Were you?
I was born in Nuneaton. You're going very south these days.
Well, it's actually because I met someone from Nuneaton recently and I was like, oh, Nuneaton, untapped area.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, great. Because really, I did a bit of research for News from the North and it was a lot of shootings and killings.
Yeah.
So I was like, we're just going to come south a bit.
There's been a lot.
It's getting a bit real up north at
the
moment.
Yeah, it was all a bit woman knocked over on the A40, that sort of thing.
Car explodes on the M6.
That's it. It's all a bit grim.
Nuneaton and Bedworth's first trampoline park to open this summer.
How have they lasted this long?
Well, also, I mean, where it is, the picture of where it is, just looks like an office.
You're right.
Like a 1960s yeah. office building. Nuneaton and Bedworth's first ever trampoline park is set to open in early summer, just in time for the school holidays. It has been revealed that the Red Kangaroo, enjoying all of that,
yeah.
will open a new trampoline park at the former RSM Industries Limited in School Lane, Bedworth in July.
What a sexy address!
The park will boast 75 trampolines and is set to create around 80 jobs. 80 jobs.
God, what do they need? A receptionist and somebody to stand watching them bounce.
I suppose you've got to oil the springs as well.
Oh, that's a once a month job.
Bosses say the individual trampolines are much larger than those normally seen in trampoline parks. And the main park will also feature a large half pipe, cardio wall, power tower and slide, ninja courses, dodgeball courts and an extra large foam pit and gladiator beam.
Good lord! It's like an ITV Saturday night Krypton factor.
Like gladiators.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's got one of those moving ramps that you have to run up.
Oh my God, the tramulator, whatever it was. Yeah.
The new leisure facility will also boast indoor climbing walls and a junior go-karting track. Leading Midlands commercial property company, the Wigley Group, acquired the site in early 2016. Paul Reitman, managing director of Red Kangaroo, expects to attract around 2,000 visitors during a typical week. God, does no one bloody work?
I wouldn't be advertising it on the trampolining. I'd be shouting about the go-karting and the rest. Trampolining's when you're on the way out.
We are delighted to be opening... I don't know why he's from Bolton, but I can't do anything.
Fine.
We are delighted to be opening the first trampoline park in the area, he explained. This will be our third in the UK after we're due to launch in Reading in May and Nottingham in June this year. We chose this area because there is currently no other trampoline park and this site gave us the size of premises that we were looking for.
Yeah.
We expect to start work shortly with a view opening in July. Our huge trampoline parks will offer lots of fun-based trampoline activities with a few new surprises.
Oh!
I'm particularly excited about the job creation opportunities our park will attract and the healthy aspects of this leisure facility combining fun and exercise all in one. That's beautiful.
Oh my gosh. I mean, it's just, that's the dream, isn't it? You never need go bored again in Nuneaton.
No, I love trampolining.
Do you?
Yeah, although sometimes if I've eaten too much, I don't like the feeling of my flab wobbling.
Yeah.
Like, 'cause you bounce and then as you go up, the fat goes down.
Yes.
So it's like chasing you.
I went through a very brief phase of thinking that the way to get thin was on a mini trampoline. I had it. I used to take it places with me in the back of the car, whip it out. When I was doing the radio, I'd be bouncing while the songs were on. Do a
no,
quick
you
link,
weren't.
Get back on it, bouncing up and down.
What were you doing your links? Like,
yeah,
thanks,
I
Lady
did.
Gaga.
That did happen. I did. Sorry, I've just been on the mini trampoline. That's it. You could screw all the sticks off.
You trampolining on and off air is amazing. Yeah. Things you don't know about radio presenters.
No, things that happen when the songs are on. So this has come from a new publication, The Burnley Express.
Ooh.
Rare birds spotted for the first time in Lancashire. I know how you love a rare bird story.
I love a rare bird story.
Lancashire twitchers were in a flap after a rare non-native species of bird was spotted in Lancashire for the first time. Bird watchers from across the county gathered at Caxton Road in Fulwood after a black-throated thrush was reported on Sunday, March the 12th. According to experts, the bird has only been spotted a handful of times this season in the whole of the UK.
Gosh.
Black-throated thrushes breed in southern Siberia and can be identified by their black bill with yellow base, grey plumage and black tail. Lifelong bird spotter Chris Batty from Knot End said, I turned up at dawn this morning as I saw footage of the black-throated thrush posted on the Facebook page, UK Wildlife Photographers, yesterday evening. We've been lucky because it was actually here at 6:20 a.m. The bird looks to be female and was probably born last year. We think it's likely it took a wrong turn and the favourable easterly winds last October helped make the bird to the UK. I've just got this image, this bird like wrapped up in a big
Whoa.
Breeze.
A bit like you and I at sale shopping.
Yeah, it's really exciting because it's the first time it's been spotted in Lancashire. We're experiencing a really happy phenomenon in bird watching at the moment where images and videos are being shared to social media and experts are able to then identify a rare bird. And experts sat there going, thrush, black-eyed thrush, thrush, sparrow, hawk, kestrel. This means we are now managed...
Good bird knowledge,
thanks.
Mate.
That's it. That's it. Eagle. This means we are now more able than ever to spot some very rare birds. A spokesperson for the RSPB said there had been several sightings of the black-throated thrush in different parts of the UK this winter, but the one that has been spotted in Fulwood this weekend is the first sighting of the species in Lancashire, which is very exciting. These birds normally spend the winter in parts of the Middle or Far East and then breed in Siberia, so it's rare to see them in this country. Just like our more commonly seen thrushes, such as blackbirds and missel thrushes, black-throated thrushes feed on insect worms and a variety of berries. That's it.
God, I like that diet.
Yeah,
that's
good
what
to
we
know.
Need to do.
With a cream egg on occasion.
I also enjoyed your voice then.
Thank you very
she
much.
She was brilliant.
Yeah, that was my RSPB spokesperson voice. Doesn't come out much. Doesn't get used enough. Oh my gosh. So look, would you rather? Yes?
Yes.
Would you rather wear an overcoat to bed every night or sleep with socks and shoes on.
Oh my God, that's awful.
It's awful, isn't it? What do you sleep in anyway? What's your usual bed attire?
Well, this is kind of my house clothes outfit now.
That would be a best outfit for me. I'd go to Selfridges in that.
Divine. And then I have like just out of bed clothes. It's like vest, shorts maybe. But usually I just sleep in a top and pants.
A top and pants. And then you get up and put...
And this is very personal information.
I know it is. I'm enjoying it though. Really getting in. Okay, so you've got that on and then you've got to either put a coat on and sleep in that or socks and shoes.
Oh my God.
Every night.
I think I'm going to have to go with a coat.
Well, I think
the same. Because a coat, you'd get used to it and it'd soften down, wouldn't it?
Or you could buy a coat for the purpose. Yeah,
yeah. Like a bed coat. Because I think socks and shoes, A, shoes are gross. They shouldn't be on the bed.
Yeah.
But B, like, I am one of those people who likes to, like, stick a foot out. Sometimes they get hot, so the foot is like a coolant.
Yes.
You know, it's boom, out it goes.
Yeah.
And then back in and then out. But the coat, I don't know, you would pick like some kind of, well, spring coat.
Yeah.
You wouldn't pick like a fur.
No.
You wouldn't have a mink on in bed. That'd
no,
be awful.
It depends what time of year it was.
No, even still. But you'd have like a Jersey trench.
Yeah, a Jersey trench. So you're going with Jersey trench in bed.
For.
Lovely. Now, just before we do anything else, just wanted to do a little service announcement to say that next Friday, we're going to have a little break, a little Easter break. There will be no podcast next Friday, okay? Don't anyone panic.
Don't
be alarmed. I'm on holiday, is kind of the truth here, which means...
And I don't think I'm strong enough to do it alone.
No, fair enough. Certainly not today.
No.
However, treats ahoy, because you may remember a couple of weeks ago we had Sarah's special nibble. Well, on Tuesday, you can look forward to Jules's special nibble. And looking at me with that glazed look in his eye as he is now, goodness knows what treats await you. But I'm away, so there will be no podcast next Friday. Okay, and then we will be back. We'll be back on. We'll be back in your life every Friday as per. Oh my gosh. So look, as we said earlier, we absolutely love hearing from you. I'm at this Sarah Powell.
And I'm at Jules Von Hert.
And please spread the word because we love doing the podcast. We just want to do more. We want to do more videos for YouTube. We want to do more stuff. And the only way we can do it really is if we get a bigger Portsaloo crew. Throw the net wide.
If you spread the love, we are very close.
Yes.
We had a very important meeting recently and we're very close.
Yeah.
And we just need that little boost from you guys passing it on.
So that would be wonderful.
Otherwise it'll end.
No, it won't. It won't. It'll never end. It'll never, ever end. We also love you writing to us. The address, should you wish to get in touch, is...
The Portsaloo Crew HQ, PO Box 66747, London NW5, 9GH.
You always got a bit jazz
it's
on
the
that.
Codeine,
it's the
codeine,
my friend. Get in slurry. Oh my gosh. Before we do always finish on Jules's word or affirmation of the week, what have you gone for?
An affirmation.
Oh my God, let's have it.
Surround yourself with pizza, not negativity.
God, it's a pun. It's slightly slurred from codeine. What a moment. Stop taking your clothes off, right?
Who put this disco ball in here? I'm seeing two of you now.
We love you so much for listening and we will see you next time.
Bye.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger. Feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.